Groundswell Urban Planners seeks to build two eight-story apartment buildings at Mulloch Drive and Kane Parkway in Newmarket. The firm, on behalf of Algabon Investments Inc., submitted a rezoning application in December to allow for new development to proceed at 301 Mulloch Drive, currently a car dealership. They plan to have two mixed-used buildings connected by a ground-floor lobby with 418 units, as well as some retail spaces. Groundswell President Brad Rogers said the area is slated for intensification in regional planning, as a major transit station area, MTSA, with an anticipated future GO station nearby. Housing, affordability is a big issue. Developments like this, in MTSA areas like this, is where we'll see development, Rogers said. There's no doubt there's a market need. The proposal includes two levels of underground parking with 619 total parking spaces. The property is currently zoned as mixed employment and will require rezoning to allow for residential development there. Some neighboring residents on Curry Crescent, informed via letter last week, are expressing concerns about the project. Barbara Booth said she is concerned about losing privacy, with the apartment buildings overlooking her backyard, in addition to traffic concerns. The traffic along Mulloch is, right now, so bad already, she said. If we wanted to live by an apartment building, we would have bought near an apartment building. A traffic study by JD Engineering found the proposal would generate 152 morning and 156 evening peak hour trips in the area. But the study said the proposed development will not cause any operational issues and will not add significant delay or congestion to the local roadway network. Gail Griffin, who also lives on Curry Crescent, said, "It's going to be an eyesore for all the people who have lived here many, many years." Neighbor Dennis Bork said he would prefer his view stay the same, but he understands housing is in need. "It's just nice to have nothing obstructing my view," Bork said. "Progress is progress. I'm not really opposed to it that badly." Rogers said secondary plans designating areas like this for intensification have gone through public consultation processes. But he said there will be a public consultation process for this specificity proposal, which he expects to come before council in early 2023, due to election year delays. If all goes well, he said a site plan application could also be submitted later this year, with construction eventually beginning in 2024 or 2025 if approved. He said the car dealerships, Volvo and Mitsubishi, will continue to operate on a portion of the property. However, he noted there would likely be future applications to relocate them in favor of further residential buildings, but the details are to be determined. Rogers said they hope to work with the town about connections with the active transportation network. "There's a public consultation process we all go through, which is fine," he said. "We're excited about this area of town having some new residential intensification." But Booth said she does not think she could ever accept the project given the size. "There's nothing more he could do to make it okay for me." Editor's note, February 10, 2022. The article has been updated to note that Groundswell is acting on behalf of Algabon Investments Inc.